Good morning. Welcome to worship on this Palm Sunday. Today is a call to worship. We have three-year-olds through second graders singing, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." Processional gospel. After saying these things, Jesus headed straight up to Jerusalem. When he got near Bethany and Bethany at the mountain called Olives, he sent two of the disciples with the instructions, "Go to the village across from you. As soon as you enter, you'll find a colt tethered, one that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says anything, ask, 'What are you doing?' Say, 'His master needs him.'" The two left and found it just as he said. As they were untying the colt, its owner said, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They said, they brought the colt to Jesus. Then throwing their coats on it, they helped Jesus get on. As he rode, the people gave him a grand welcome, throwing their coats on the street. Right at the crest, where Mount Olive begins its descent, the whole crowd of disciples burst into enthusiastic praise over all the mighty works they had witnessed. "Blessed is he who comes, the King of God's name. All's well in heaven, glory in the highest places." Grab one, okay. Grab one. Of those who with their tongues confess Jesus as Lord and with their lives praise him as Savior. who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please sit down, and we're going to have VIP kids sing, "Lo, He Comes." And he'll be riding a donkey. Okay? Let's collect the offering. Catchy tune, don't you think? He'll be riding on a donkey when he comes. Hee-haw! He'll be riding on a donkey when he comes. Hee-haw! He'll be riding on a donkey, he'll be riding on a donkey, he'll be riding on a donkey when he comes. Hee-haw! And we'll all go out to meet him when he comes. Howdy! And we'll all go out to meet him when he comes. Howdy! And we'll all go out to meet him, and we'll all go out to meet him, and we'll all go out to meet him when he comes. And this little donkey is going to share her story. Come on up.
Hi, I'm a donkey. Oh, of course you could tell. What was the giveaway? The ears? The nose? The tail? Well, I wasn't sure you'd be familiar with my kind. There don't seem to be too many of us around here. And those that are, well, they're kept more as pets than as anything else. A pet. What kind of life would that be? You eat, you take a nap, eat some more, take another nap, maybe graze a bit. Finally, you go to bed for the night and repeat the same thing all over the next day. I guess some donkeys might like that. Not much variety, no excitement whatsoever. Not exactly what God created us to be. But what did God create us to be? The butt of jokes? Oh, you've never heard a donkey joke. Well, what do you think about this one? What did the donkey do when she got cut off on the highway? She hee-haw, 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 hee-haw. Or about this one. What do you get when you cross a donkey with a motorcycle? A yammy-haw, Yee-haw, yee-haw, yee-haw. You know, we donkeys are smarter than you think. I know, most people, when they think of donkeys, if they ever think of donkeys, think of us as slow and stubborn, dim-witted. I'm not slow or stubborn or dim-witted. What kind of fool would gallop down a road so full of ruts he could easily fall and trip and break something? You break a leg, it heals. I break a leg, and that's the end. The consequences of reckless behavior are a little bit different. So, if I think the road is rough, I go slow. If I don't think the road is safe, I will not go down it. I do not care how many times you hit my back end with a wooden stick, I will not go. You think I'm slow, stubborn, dim-witted. I think I'm smart. You know, there were a lot of donkeys back in Palestine in Jesus' day. They were cheap. People could afford them. They were small, only 3 or 4 feet tall. Unlike our cousins, the horse, being up to 4.5 to 6 feet tall. That's tall. But horses were expensive. They only ate grass, hay, heck, we ate just about anything. Yum, 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 yum. That meant horses were expensive to feed. Only the rich could afford them. Romans could afford them. A Roman soldier would definitely have one. They would ride into battle way up here. You can do a lot of damage if you're 4 or 5 feet taller than your opponent with a sword in your hand. Many Jews owned a donkey. We were farm animals. They needed us, and they could afford us. We were able to fertilize the field, trample the seed, and plow the field all at the same time. In addition, they appreciated our stable footing as they walked along the rough roads of Palestine. And we were almost like family members to those farmers. We lived in a small courtyard. We lived in a small pasture just off the courtyard, almost like a patio, where the family did a lot of their living, cooking, baking. Quite often, a family member would come over and sneak us a delicious piece of fruit as a reward for our hard work. But, I repeat, we were not pets. We were partners. We helped each other out. So, I told you, I was a donkey. But I want you to know that I was the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Why he chose me? I will never know. Any horse would have been proud to get the job. Any other donkey would have been just as proud. But I want you to know that nothing has ever made me so proud as to be the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. I think there was a reason that Jesus chose a donkey. A horse is big and scary. A horse is the type of animal that you ride in battle. The type of battle where you're looking to take some lives and defeat your enemy. A bloody battle. A donkey? No one is afraid of a donkey. Jesus' feet actually dragged on the ground as he rode me. So, what do you think Jesus was trying to say without saying it? I'm not here to start a war. I'm not here to hurt you guys. I am a king, but I don't want to go live in some palace and rule over you guys. I am here to spread God's word, the word that God loves you, but I'm not going to do that by pushing God's agenda onto you. I'm going to do that by loving you so much that I will give my life for you. No one knew that 5 days later, Jesus would be on a cross, but I think he knew. Did you know that ever since that day Jesus rode me into Jerusalem, we donkeys have had a cross on our back? Oh, you didn't know? Well, look at mine. Now, besides all the other amazing things we do, we proclaim God's word. We show everyone just how deep God's love is for us.
When you brought your child to receive the gift of baptism, you, as parents, made some promises to your child. You promised to live with them among God's faithful people, to give them the opportunity to hear God's word and share the Lord's Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, and to place in their hands the Holy Scripture. Now, this is the first Bible we're sharing with your child. in the hope that you'll sit and read these stories at night. And then later on, in third grade, they'll get another Bible. Okay, so at this time, will you please place in their hands the Holy Scripture? No? Let's pray. Lord, we pray for these young people, that they will indeed read your word and get these stories inside of them and come to understand as they grow with each year how much love you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. To be seated. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now Jen's going to come up. You can be seated. And we're going to do the jelly bean prayer. I think most of you received an egg as you came into worship, right? Okay, Jen?
Okay, so our kindergartner, first grade class last week stuffed all the eggs. And this is just kind of a reminder that Easter isn't all about candy, but there's symbolism behind even the candy that we get at Easter time. Red is for the blood he gave, green is for the grass he made, yellow is for the sun so bright, orange is for the edge of night, black is for the sins we made, white is for the grace he gave, purple is for his hour of sorrow, pink is for the new tomorrow. A bag full of jelly beans, colorful and sweet, is a prayer, is a promise, is a loved one's treat.
So you can pray that prayer today. You can open up your egg when you get home and pray that prayer all over again, and each one bean, each one jelly bean after another. Okay? And now we're going to pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. And his disciples are still praying today because we're still praying it today. Okay? Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Today people are shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! And they're welcoming Jesus. But by Good Friday, they'll be shouting, crucify him! Crucify him! So we made a cross that kind of tells the story last week in second grade. Anybody remember what the rope was all about? The rope?
Yes!
What?
How they tied him to the...
They tied him up when they arrested him, right? And they dragged him in front of the chief priests and scribes, and they dragged him to Pontius Pilate, right? So we have the rope, and then we have the crown of thorns and the red and the purple cloth. What is all that about?
His robe or something?
Yeah, what did they do him? What did the soldiers do to Jesus? After they arrested him and he was standing in front of Pontius Pilate, what did they do? They put a crown of thorns on his head and they pressed it down tight so that it pierced his skin and he started bleeding. And they put these robes around him and said, King, look at what kind of king you are. You're sitting there. Your back has been whipped.
You're wearing a crown of thorns. What kind of king? They were making fun of him, weren't they? They were, yep. And then Jesus carried his cross to Golgotha. And what was this all about, these nails? Right, they nailed him to the cross. And while he was hanging up there, he was nailed to the cross about 9 o'clock in the morning. While he was hanging up there, what did they do? What's the dice all about? They were gambling. What were they gambling for?
Clothes.
They were gambling for his clothes. They were rolling dice or throwing lots to see who would win his clothes. Anybody remember what this was all about? What?
He asked for water, but all he gave him was water in his bowl.
Yeah, he asked for water, and they were going to give him some wine and some painkiller that would make death come quicker, but Jesus refused that. Okay. And I forgot something that I should have done the first time. Anybody remember this? The coin, what was that all about? Judas, one of his disciples, betrayed him, told the chief priest soldiers where to find him for 30 pieces of silver. Well, that's what's going to happen this week. Thank you for coming up and helping me, okay? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.